connected to this in Siman Kuf Yudalad in Sif Ches. Interesting over here, he says, Gimel Brachos Rishonos Chashuvos Ka'achas. The first three blessings, if you want to take a sitter, it will be more clear, but the first three blessings that we say in the Amida are considered to be like one. And the reason why they're considered one, Hoyil V'inyonam Echad L'Sadr Shvachos Shel Mokom, because there's one concept. Why do we say these three blessings? They are to organize the praise of Hashem. As we learned earlier, the way the Amida is set up, the first three blessings are praise to Hashem. Before you ask a king, you have to first praise him. So in this case, we're praising God before we're asking him. So we have the first three blessings is that we are praising Hashem. Then the other middle blessings that we say, those are requests. And before we leave our request, we also again praise and thank Hashem. That's why we have the three last blessings. So since the three blessings are one, they're to organize God's praises. Koydem shilus tzrochav, does prior to asking your needs. Ke'evet shemesadr shevach lifnei rabbi koydem shemvakesh prasimenu. That would be similar to a servant who organizes the praise to his master before he asks him for a reward from him. He has the praise, so he wants something from him. He says, I want a raise. So first, before he asks him for the raise, he says, oh, you know, you're such a generous, you're such a kind-hearted, you're such a great person. And then you ask him for the raise. So they tell the story about a certain rabbi came to his board of directors. He hasn't gotten a raise in like in 10 years already. He came to the board of directors and he tells them that, I'm really struggling to make ends meet on the 10 years ago salary, inflation, and everything has gone up, and I just can't do it anymore. I have a few more children. I need a raise. Talk to the walls. No, they don't approve no raise for him. So the rabbi says, I don't understand. He says, you have a question. He says in the Talmud, he says, if you speak from your heart, they enter the heart. You speak from your heart. He says, look, I'm speaking from my heart. I really need that money. I say, how come it's not entering your heart? He says, yeah, how come you're not entering your heart? But it says, but I'm speaking from my heart. He says, I'll tell you why. He says, I figured out why. He says, I'll give you a parable. He said, there was once a fellow who, in the old times, before they used to use the bellows to increase a fire, so people would just gather around, they have a little spark, and they just take a few bunch of people blowing on it and trying to flame up to get the flame to go. And finally, the one person in the town heard that in the big city, they discovered a new method in which you don't need people. You can use bellows to do that. So he goes down and he sees how they do it. He brings home a pair of bellows from there. He brings it to his little village over there and he wants to show them. He's okay. So he brings the whole town is going to see this miracle with other people. The guy is booing the bellows. It doesn't, nothing goes, it doesn't work. So he goes back to the town. He says, what happened? He says, what did you do? Everything? I said, did you light a spark? He said, no. He says, if there's no spark there, he says, you know, you can, he says, words go into the heart if there's a spark. He said, if there is no spark, he says, you can blow and blow. I mean, you're not gonna accomplish anything. But in any event, so here he says, V'chein gimul achroinus chashuvis ke'achas. The same thing is, the last three blochas are also considered like one. So the first three like one, because she'em ke'evet she'kibul pras merabe, because they're equated to like a servant who's received his reward. And that's very interesting, because when you make a brocha, and you say God, and you bless him with that, it's almost like you're guaranteed that you've gotten what you've requested. And there was the story about, there was a child who very much wanted that apple. It was a treat. You know, nowadays an apple is not a treat. But in the olden times when fruit and food was a little bit more scarce than it is today, a good apple was a big, big treat. And the mother wouldn't give it to the child, and he wanted very much. So what he quickly did, he made a bracha, bar pri ha'etz. Now she had to give it to him. He already made the blessing. He wanted to be a blessing in vain, so she gave him the apple because he made the bracha. So somewhat similar is, when we say a bracha for Hashem, bracha to Hashem, God, you heal, the sick, so we're making a bracha. God has no choice, so to speak. He has to heal them. I just made a bracha for that fact. Otherwise, it would be sort of almost like saying a bracha in vain. So that's why the second brachas, the three brachas, are like a servant who, after asking, he has received the gift from the rabbi, and he's going commission his buyer. B'simen kuf yud beis, as explained earlier in Simen kuf yud beis, and lefikach, and therefore like this. So the rule is b'chol mokim shetov b'gimel rishaynus. Any place you make a mistake within the first three blachas, if you have a mistake, chayzer l'reisha tefila. You got to go back to the beginning of the davening because all three are considered one. U'b'gimel achreinus, and when you're doing the last three brachas, chayzer la'avoda. You always go back to ritzei. Ritzei is where the avoda, first of the three brachas, that's the avoda, the service in the temple. Bein shu yachid, bein shu tzibur. Whether you're an individual or it's the shliach tzibur, you always treat these three brachas in the beginning and the three as one, and you go back into the beginning. But that only applies imutos shi'ev shelisakrei elim ki yachzer l'roish. Provided it's a mistake that you can't fix it, unless you have to go back to the beginning. I mean, sometimes you can fix a mistake because you can assert, let's say you missed something, you can assert it right there. Sometimes you can still fix it, but as long as you can fix it, if you can't fix it, and you got to go back to the beginning, you got to go back to the beginning of the three brachas. Let's say, for example, let's say you make a mistake, you're saying a bracha, but you make a wrong ending, this sealing. You sealed one bracha, instead of doing the bracha for this bracha, you used another bracha, you ended with another bracha in the wrong place. Or during the 10 days of tshuva, you say akela kodesh instead of amalcha kodesh. And you didn't remember until after the time that it takes the dibur to say greeting to my teacher, as this shir is immediately, didn't, because there is a possibility of fixing right away. If you make a mistake and you say the wrong thing, if instantly you change it, that's okay. But once you've passed that shir of correction, you can't fix it by going back and saying it properly. Because going back does not help, only within instantly. That's when you can go back. But you can't go back after you stop. And similar, if you was in the middle brachas, not in the first three or not in the end three, you wouldn't have to go back to the beginning. Over there, if you made a mistake like that, then you would have to go back to that blessing. So in any of the middle blessings, if you made a mistake and you said the wrong ending over there, then all what you got to do is go back to the beginning of that blessing that you made the mistake. But if you did that in the first three brachas or in the last three brachas, then you'd have to go back all the way to the start or to the beginning of Ritzei. That's considered, all three are considered one blessing. V'u'adin, the same thing is true. Im chasam kahoygen. Let's say you did do the ending in the right way. Elo shekol nuscha brocha ad chasuma, omar nuscha achash loy bin yudocha zuklal, loy niskar ad lacha shechosam. Let's say that the entire bracha, you said a bracha up till the end was right. You said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Yisrael, let's say, or Goel Yisrael. You said Goel Yisrael, you said the right. But everything up till that ending was, you know, you made up from another bracha. It doesn't belong there, you know. Also, the order of the brachas are important too. First bracha, second bracha, third bracha. You can't just randomly switch around the brachas. That's no good, that doesn't work. So say that you said the entire language of the bracha till the end, you said something other version, whether it's another bracha, but it's nothing to do, nothing to do with this bracha at all. Even though, but you sealed it the right way, you said the right ending, but you didn't remember until after you finished. Or maybe you just said the ending, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, just say the ending, we don't say anything beforehand. So it turns out, so then, if you just said the ending, then you're making it in a very short, coined very shortly, like we would do a bracha of food. Baruch Ata Hashem. You don't make, you're not saying any prayer in there. You're just saying Baruch Ata Hashem, just the ending. Kibirchas HaPeiros, it would be similar to making fruits, a bracha on fruits, or mitzvahs. Shepsichosom hi chasimosom. Their opening is also their conclusion. He says here that their opening is the ending. There's no middle over there. When we talk about the blessing for mitzvahs, you just say just the bracha. There's no prayer over there. There's no other words over there. So that would be a change. That would be a change from the established way the Chachamim coined, meaning established, had us say this. There's differences. There are certain brachas that are just opening and ending, that's it. Certain brachas have to come with some words in between. Like the prayer, the Amida, are not just brachas. They are opening and ending. There is some prayer over there. But he changed it. So there was no brachas. So you haven't fulfilled your obligation. You can't just say the ending and that should be it. That doesn't work. So if you did it in the middle brachas, one of the middle brachas, then you have to go start with that bracha. But in the first three, you have to start from the beginning of the Amida. And in the latter three brachas, you go back to Lavoida. So it's always going to go back to the beginning of that section over there. What happens if you skip one bracha totally? You're davening the Amida, and you skipped one bracha. You skipped from one, and you go to the next one. And you didn't remember until you finished the next bracha. So you missed one bracha, and you remembered after you finished the next bracha. So what will he have to do? He'll have to go back. He will have to go back in the middle ones. He goes back to the beginning of the other bracha. But you can't say it. If you're going to say it in the place, let's say you're going to want to say the bracha where you remembered now. So then, Havali Hashniya Ketos Be'emtza. So then, the second one is like a mistake in the middle. So therefore, Shnia is what? So he made a mistake in the middle of the Amida. If he's going to say the new bracha, then he's stuck in a bracha in the wrong place. So he has to go back. He has to go back and say the first bracha, and then continue from there on to the second bracha.
Even though it's being repeated.
Yeah, doesn't matter. But he made a mistake. You have to go back to the bracha. Now, what happens if you did say some of the bracha, but in the middle you skipped? You didn't say the full bracha. You said the part of the bracha. It doesn't matter. Even if you're stuck in other words that don't belong in the bracha. Say you're davening the Amida, and you said like 3-4 words or 5 words of the thing. Then you skipped a few words over there, you didn't. But you said something, you know, you did say something. And then either you skipped in the middle or you put in other things in there, it doesn't really matter. Kol shechosim kohegan, if you signed off in the proper way, you did the ended bracha, and you did, v'amar koid machasima eze bakosh kinyan bracha zu. And before you finish, you said something connected to this bracha. So anything, v'amar b'loshin mishuna metokona chacham. So, and you said it in a change of the Chacham Institute, which means what you said wasn't really the way the rabbis instituted. You made up your own bracha, you did something else. But you did say something which is connected to the end of the bracha. That would not be considered changing it from the Yistat of Chachamim. If you don't do anything, that's called a change. But if you do, you change it a little bit around with your own, that's not considered, as explained in section 66 over there in Sif Yud Beis or Samaches in Sif Aleph in section 1. That the only time we consider it that you changed from the Chachamim said is only if you change the opening or the end. If you change in the blessing that open with a bracha and they end with a bracha. Okay, u'birchas yudches shechoyis mivibaruch. But in the blessings of the Amida, they only end with a baruch. Ben pesachas baruch. Afim shinu psichoso. Even if you change the opening, v'amruk losh nachar bin habracha, and you say it in another language, de'ine ki'ilu shinu b'em tzabracha. It's like changing the middle of the bracha. Bracha somos lozu. V'chol psichoso k'em tzabracha. The whole opening is like in the middle of the bracha. Basically, he's saying over here, a change only reflects the beginning and the end of the bracha. The middle is not affected. Since the brachas de Amida don't have no beginning, there's no opening over there, so they're all considered like the middle of the bracha. So as long as you fix it up a little bit and you say something and it's connected to the end of the bracha, I mean, that's okay. I think, you know, many people, before we learned that also, many people, like when they're learning to daven first, or they're just starting out, or sometimes they daven in Hebrew a little bit, daven a little bit in English, maybe, and it's hard for them to keep up with a minyan, we're all saying all the words, that would, and he said that would be even proper for them to do, is to do some of the bracha, as long as they do the ending, and do some of the bracha when they can't really do the whole thing, and they're not going to do the whole thing. So saying it, we learned that earlier, we're going to check it up again, but we learned it earlier, as long as you say the end bracha, the end of the bracha, and you say part of the bracha, beforehand, you know, which deals with it, then you've already fulfilled your obligation. And the only thing is that we really learned over here is that if in the beginning of the Amida you make a mistake within the three brachas, you have to go way back to the beginning. If you're in the end, you have to go back to Ritzei. And any of the middle brachas, you have to go to the beginning of the bracha made a mistake. If you skip the bracha, right, you got to go back to the first bracha and go over again and start with that bracha, because you can't just bring in the bracha, because then you're being out of order. So you have to go in the right order.